of society. I mean, there are probably some children out there who always felt a little excluded and things, and can find a community online. But I don't think anything can really combat a face-to-face interaction, in my opinion.
Because I don't know about you, but my neighborhood, it was kind of like there was probably 6 or 7 kids on the block or in like the closest blocks. And then there's no phone, so you just have to like knock on the door.
Yep.
They're not home, you're rejected or not. They're home, you have to talk to the parents. You have to like find the person. It's so spontaneous. It's like, whoa, what are you doing here? Hey, let's play. Like, that's so fun. And I haven't had that experience in so long due to phones, because now it's kind of weird to like knock on someone's door and just show up uninvited at their house.
Say, hey. I mean, also with the knocking on the door, also, I feel like I miss just having so much free time, and the fact that if you can knock on someone's door and they're free, you're free.
Hey.
What a great day.
It's a party.
It's a party.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's the thing about now, of course, we all have to go through as we hit 20s and older, is that we all have no time. And it's so hard and complicated just to make time for someone. And it feels more like an effort you have to do instead of something just like, you know, knock on the door and we're free kind of thing.
Yeah.
Definitely miss that.
What else do you miss?
I think as well, I do miss being a naive child. I miss being ignorant about the world. And that's not the best thing to say, but I do really miss it.
Yeah, it was blissful for sure in a way.
Mm-hmm. You know, because there's just so many things that go on, and especially that I do try to read the news as much as possible. But some days it just kills me to read something that is someone else dying. There's a plane crash, Palestine. You know, there's just too many things that are happening in the world that are bad. And it's like, how much of this do I want to absorb and keep into my life and stay informed versus how much of my own peace do I want to keep right now?
Mm-hmm.
And that's something that you don't really have to worry about as a child or expected to worry about.
I feel like the biggest news when I was a child is when Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe reached number one in Canada. That was big news for me. And also building off of that with the ignorance is just hearing, like, I remember hearing adults talking about how messed up the world is and things like that, but it didn't really like clock for me. It didn't really hit home. I was just like, what are they, like, I don't know. I didn't see it.
Economy?
Money? What?
I don't know.
And maybe part of that is being sheltered as a child specifically, like, from these things. But also maybe part of it is just straight up being incompetent of forming these thoughts about society as a whole, because you're still just figuring out how to even exist in the world as a human being rather than like in relation to everyone else in a greater, larger scale of people you can't even see and all these invisible structures. But
yeah,
I think there still is some awareness as a child of things that are messed up and wrong, but it's in a less grand sense. It is still in your own experiences. And I think knowing about how a lot of these things are actually structural makes it seem a lot more heavy. But, you know, still as a child, as a, like a little girl, people are going to make really negative comments about your body for some reason. At least I did. Like, they'd be like, oh, you're so skinny, your feet are so big, or like just unwarranted comments all the time. And also just comments about your ability. Like, I think I started to realize in elementary school, like, it did feel really wrong and gendered, but it wasn't to the same extent that you see it now.
Yeah, or that,
like,
you realize
that I can
now,
like, really see it now in a lot of more insidious and disgusting ways.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think as a kid too, having that ability to not really care and have the comments not affect you as much is now reflecting now. You know, you see how it is insidious, or the things that you said shouldn't have been said. But then as a kid, it's like, we really had those comments bounce off us so easily most of the time.
Not for me.
Not for you. Okay. Most of,
I would
some
take,
of them.
I was so sensitive as a kid.
Yeah. But kind of that idea of not even just those comments, but with other kids and the opinions of others, I don't think really mattered as much. And I don't think we perform as kids for others a lot, because I feel like nowadays in the 20s and in adulthood, people are always just trying to impress each other with their job, how much school they have, or who they're dating, or what they look like. And it's just like, we're all trying to throw each other down and push each other down so we can all look better. But as kids, we just played with who we like to play with. We didn't care if how much money they had or how many toys they have in their playroom, you know. It was just like, we like the kid, you like the kid. So
it's a bonus if they have a Wii, though.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Oh, the Wii.
And, yeah, just a few things to, like, wrap up this section of the childhood topic is that what I miss. After school snacks, we already talked about it. Trampolines, Manhunt, good book series. Like, I haven't read an adult book series. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. But, like, Percy Jackson was top tier for me. There's so many others. And also the feeling of romance not being as important, or like, obviously as a kid, like, nobody's hooking up really, and like, that's so important and talked about now. And I just kind of miss that. I guess that's an aspect of simplicity, but also innocence in a way.
Yeah, I see that also, that I think that was more of our time. Now I feel so old saying that, but
yeah,
because now my little cousins, who are, I don't know, 11, 12, 13, all talking about guys and who girls in their class have hooked up with, and all these other things that I'm like, holy cow, you should not be talking or even understand
grandma.
I'm like, trying to remind you of your age here, and what was I doing playing Animal Jam at your age? So
yeah,
I sound
frothing
like, I sound like
playing
a
Animal Jam.
I sound like an old, yeah, I definitely sound like an old grandma, but I don't think it's good for development to care that much about, first of all, relationships, and with relationships come your appearance, and all these factors at such a young age, because it will affect you once you get older and hurt more when you're older, and that's gonna be a problem.
And especially considering who's teaching them what and why they're being taught certain things about how they should appeal to the other gender.
Oh yeah,
is just, I think, probably pretty horrible and grotesque and not natural for a child, nor for any woman especially, you know. So that's not good. So that's what I miss, I guess, about being a kid.
But that aside, not just missing, but what do you think you try to embody now as a child?
Recently, I walked around the neighborhood. Do you know what a comfy is?
A comfy?
Do you know what a snuggly is?
It's like, if you describe it, I think I know.
It's one of those, it's almost like a house robe, but it's like a big hoodie, and it's super huge and insulated.
I had that.
I was like wearing my comfy, and then my friend came over. I was like, I don't want to take it off. Like, let's just go on a walk. And then we both had one. We were wearing our comfies. I was wearing my cowboy boots. She was wearing her boots. And we were just doing it for fun. It was kind of stupid, and I was like, yeah, people might look at us maybe kind of weird, but I don't care because it's fun. I like doing this. So it's, in a way, it's playing dress up, but that, I felt like that was a bit of my inner child coming out. And also doing things like roller skating, which is, you know, you're just going around and around in a circle playing music, but for some reason it's so fun. Like, that's kind of a thing that a kid would find fun too. And I think there's a lot of that simplicity aspect that I want to bring back, and finding happiness in simplicity and like doing those types of things.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I mean, I don't think I need to do this more, but just doing pointless things for fun that have no meaning whatsoever, and not caring about, oh, what do I look like doing this, or what do other people think of me doing this? But it's just like nothing. You just do it because you do it.
Yeah, and not feeling like it's a waste of time, or you're not being efficient or using your time well enough. Like, it's just, doesn't matter. Are we ever really using our time efficiently? Like, what's the point of being efficient anyways?
Exactly.
I guess one other part is just, I try to be more honest, because I know children, I don't want to be honest to the point of children, because they're extremely brutal and will ruin your entire self-image. And I do not want to do that to people, but I do want to try to be honest with them more, because there's so much navigation of these social norms and expectations of, oh, what should I say to this person? Like, do they really want my honest opinion, or do they want me to say something that I don't really believe, but it's supporting them? You know, like that kind of thing. Like,
I just sugarcoat it.
Exactly. Like, I just don't want to dance around, tiptoe around. Like, I just want to say what I think, and I have been doing that more and more. So, yeah. How about you?
I've been trying to be more honest. I don't think I associated that with childhood, but I have been trying to be more honest and just get to the point that I think it is that I come off a bit blunt now, which is kind of a fine line between blunt and honest. But I mean, I feel like being blunt and being honest is, it can be, you know, a pro or a con depending on who you're friends with and who you want in your life and how they think of that. But that aside, I think for child or trying to embody certain aspects, I don't think honesty would be one that I have been for childhood, but just in general, I'd say for me, it'd be more being curious, and just having adventures. I'd say, you know, as a kid, we're always on little adventures, and it's not like, oh, let's go to Europe and see the like Eiffel Tower. But no, it's just like, let's go in our neighborhood and let's, you know, sometimes we take the dog or I take my dog for a walk in the same area, but let's go to this area and this trail that I've never been. And let's walk around here and let's touch this tree for no reason. You know, those kind of things that are little mundane moments, but you can make more magical. And I think that's the more magical part of being a kid as well, because everything felt brighter and more magical. Honestly, I felt like the world was a little like a fantasy when I was a kid. So
dude, yeah, okay, that's another thing I miss about childhood is magic, for sure. Like believing in magic, pretending like you're doing something magical. Oh, yeah. Like this was essential to my happiness and my sense of meaning as a child. But also just talking about adventures, like the whole point of being a child is exploring social situations, exploring your environment, like everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I think eventually some people just stop exploring because it's like, okay, I already know what I need to know to get along and do all right in life. But yeah, I think that's a really important point too,
yeah,
that
curiosity.
I
want
to try. Yeah, is to like keep exploring, like keep trying new things.
Yeah, I think that is critical because I think that is what I have been mostly trying to, or the most important thing I've been trying to embody about for being a child is just this curiosity and trying so many different things. I mean, I go on Eventbrite and I did a whiskey tasting with my dad. I just did a paint night with my grandparents. We went and painted random things.
Mm-hmm.
And just trying to find so many different opportunities and experiences. And people don't really do that anymore because they find their hobby and they're like, okay, I'm just going to do this. And I'm not really going to stray away. And not even just hobby-wise, but I feel like in conversation, too, people aren't curious. They don't want to know much about. They just want to graze the surface. And I'm not meaning that we should all get into deep conversations, but people don't even ask why anymore or use the 5 W's, which was my massive pet peeve, or follow-up questions, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So these are things that I think are involved with curiosity because kids are always asking, you know, why, like, the birds and the bees, you know, why? Why does this happen? Why does that happen? Why does that happen? And we don't do that anymore. We hit 20 and it's like, oh,
yeah.
I guess we know, so no more asking.
Yeah, I think we give up too, because if you ask why so much over and over again, like, eventually you're not going to know the answer. And there's a lot of things we don't know. And as a child, you think, oh, like, my parents know everything, so I can just ask them. And then all of a sudden you're like, wait.
They can be wrong.
They actually know as much as I do. That's weird. Like, they do, obviously they know more, but still, like, very similar playing field.
This throws me back to one of our old, I guess, open mics when DJ Star was like, why do we need water, or what is water? And it just kept going down and down and down.
Yeah.
I was like, why do we need water?
Why?
But why?
Why is a baby like 95%? No, I think I don't remember. I saw this weird statistic on Instagram. Never mind.
The banana statistic. It was like, oh, we share. Oh no, I'm thinking about DNA. Okay,
no, I
never mind.
It was like a baby is like 2/3 water or something.
Oh, we're 60-70% water.
Yeah,
I know that. So I mean, a child must be more. Why? I mean, nutrients. Okay, that would be another. That was a long topic back there. But anyways, I think we've touched pretty much everything we wanna go over. But What is, this is the last question. I've just been grilling DJ Star at this point.
I know, these are my questions.
These are all your questions that I've been drilling you with.
Let me ask you.
Yeah, you finish this one.
What have we been socialized out of that came naturally as children?
Okay, I didn't think of too many points for this one, but the
first
one.
There's a lot. Yeah. We've already covered a lot.
There can be a lot. But one of them, the first thing that came to my head is just being direct and going back to the honesty part. It's like, you know, it's so easy just to tell another kid what you want and what you want to do. It's like, I remember one of my first friends, we were just at the Play-Doh table, and I'm like, let's be friends. And she's like, yes. And then I'm like, okay, play date at my house kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But now, when you're 20, you can't just go up to someone and be like, let's be friends, you know? It has this whole complex timeline where it's like, oh, do they have hobbies that are similar to mine? Do they like me? Do our personalities match? Like, how much time do they have? And it just, you have to go through this whole texting phase. And I feel like it happens for not just romantic relationships, but any relationship you want to keep in your life kind of thing. And I think we lost that, but that's also with time lost because everyone got so busy. I think I'd be happy if someone just came up to me and said, let's be friends.
Depends on the person.
It depends. You know, let me think about that for a sec. But if we have similar vibes and personalities and it's obvious that we would be friends, then, you know, I think being direct is great.
But if we're being direct and we say, do you want to be my friend? The person can say yes or no.
Yeah,
can
say no.
Just move on. Like, it's fine.
Yeah, you can just say no. I feel like people are so scared of rejection, and that's something that I could go on for hours about.
Rejection.
Because, you know, rejection is not that bad at all. I don't think it's bad. If someone doesn't want to be your friend, fine. Find another friend. Easy.
Rejection therapy.
Mm-hmm. So
I think one of the main things that we've been socialized out of is being weird. Like, bring back being weird. Because as a kid, I don't know about you, but I was really, like, I sometimes look back, like, home videos or whatever, like, you know, old videos of myself as a kid. I'm like, what? And I'm judging myself. And I'm like, oh,
no,
I'm
me
so
too,
weird.
Me too.
Like, why am I talking in that voice? Like, why am I moving my body around like that? Like, that was so not funny or whatever. And, you know, like, there is that internal sense of judgment, but also being weird is kind of the same as being free. Like, you don't really care what other people think. And I think everyone is weird. Like, everyone is weird. We're all just putting on a show of being normal for everyone else. But, like, for me, whenever I get to know people more, I get to see why they're weird. And that's why I really love, I guess, getting to know somebody more. But then also I just wish everyone was weird
off the bat,
straight up. And like, I wish we were just like moving around the street, like doing little parkour moves or something, you know? Like, people want to do that, but people don't do that because it's weird. And there's like, yeah, I don't know, I could also get talking about this,
because people all want to be in their little social groups and they want to be accepted by others, and if you be weird then you'll get ostracized and things like that. But, you know, if everyone gets ostracized, then we all can't. We can all be friends then.
And also, I love when I see somebody being weird. I'm like, I want to be their friend. Like, they just said that? That's so weird. Like, I want to talk to them. Or, like, they did this? That's so...
I think it depends. I'd say it depends.
But I'm
this
talking
one
about
too.
Weird in
as
a way
an
that's
authentic
not,
way.
Like, creepy or something, you know? Like, there's a difference between being weird and, you know, just, like, impeding on someone's boundaries,
but like, more weird in a like a, I'm confident in myself kind of way.
Yeah, weird, just like, I don't know, like randomly. I don't know. There could be so many different things considered to be weird,
and but like, just more even, being authentic and not caring about what others think. I think is the underlying message.
Being weird, though.
Being weird. I remember doing in grade 8. You remind me of the memories. It's like I used to love K-pop dances, and so I'd be full on like doing K-pop dances in grade 8 with friends, and I was probably judged, but I didn't care and my friends didn't care, so I just did them. And they still were friends with me, and they're still friends with me now. So things like that, it's like, oh well, why not just do what you want to do and like what you want and just keep the people that will like you for it in your life.
Yes. To stop living a life of restraint, because that's what being an adult is. It feels like it's just restraining all of the things that you want to do because you're scared of judgment. Anyway.
a 20s life crisis. Yeah. Okay, anyways, yeah. That is the end of our childhood segment. Maybe we'll do adolescence at some point.
No, I do not want to talk about adolescence.
But we might have a heavier topic next week that I won't disclose yet.
Okay.
I won't disclose. But it is also fun drive next week, I believe. So okay. We'll also do some promotion for that, because you know, during our fun drive season, this is kind of a promo. You can donate to us and help us out at the station, and everyone at the station for continuing our shows and our voices. But we'll talk about that more next week.
Yes. Be there.
Be there. Or be square.
Or be square.
We've been killing it with that line today. So we're going to head on to my music now. I've got a couple songs lined up before we finish up this hour, since we only have 10 minutes left, actually. So this next song you're going to be hearing is from the artist Sahady, and it is called I Could Say It, But Do You Feel It? ? This is from her album, or EP, Complet. So this is recently released, and she's Canadian as well. So take a listen.
something else to think about. You give me something else to think about. Out. Too late, too late. You give me something else to dream about. You give me something else to dream about. Out. So walk with me. Share this space and walk with me. Company, oh, walk with me. Share this space and walk with me. Too late, you got me thinking somehow. You got me dreaming somehow. Just now, you got me hopeful. Cute face, cute smile. Give me something else to think about. You give me something else to think about. So walk with me.